Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Have you ever felt like an eagle soaring through the vast skies, only to find yourself suddenly alone, perched on a solitary cliff, wondering why your companions have left you behind? In those moments of isolation, you may question, why is God allowing me to go through this lonely season? What purpose could there be in this solitude? Today, I will share with you three profound reasons why God may be calling you into a season of isolation, and how this time of solitude can be a transformative experience that prepares you for the extraordinary plans He has for your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, the prophet Jeremiah, in the midst of his own isolation and despair, discovered a truth that can bring comfort to our hearts today. In Lamentations 3, verses 27 to 28, he writes, "It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silent, because God has laid it on him. Just as a young eagle must learn to fly and hunt on its own, God may be using this season of solitude to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and prepare you for the unique calling He has placed upon your life. The reality is, we all go through seasons of isolation at various points in our lives. And as you walk through this season of solitude, it may feel like a paradox to hear that you are not alone. The very nature of isolation can make you feel separated from others, cut off from the world, and left to face your challenges alone. However, I want to assure you that even in the midst of your isolation, you are never truly alone. First and foremost, God is with you always. He is the one constant presence in your life. He is always there, no matter what circumstances you find yourself in. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, Moses reminds us of this truth: "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Your heavenly Father is by your side, holding your hand and guiding you through this season of solitude. He is your refuge, your strength, and your ever-present help in times of trouble. many of the great heroes of the faith, such as Moses, Elijah, and John the Baptist, underwent periods of solitude and isolation as part of their spiritual journey. Understand that seasons of isolation, though challenging, is not without purpose. So let us explore three profound reasons why we may experience seasons of isolation. Number one, God is refining your faith in the furnace of isolation. My dear friends, as you find yourself in the midst of isolation, understand that just as gold is purified by fire, your faith is being tested and strengthened through this time of solitude. In 1 Peter 1 verse 7, we are reminded that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God is using this season of isolation to strip away the distractions and dependencies that have hindered your spiritual growth, allowing you to focus solely on your relationship with Him. During this time of isolation, God is inviting you to dive deeper into His Word, to seek His face with greater fervency, and to develop an unshakable trust in Him. As you spend time alone with God, pouring out your heart in prayer and meditating on His promises, you will discover a new level of intimacy with your Heavenly Father. You will begin to recognize His voice more clearly and discern His will for your life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
With greater clarity, this season of solitude is not a punishment, but rather an opportunity for you to cultivate a more robust faith that will sustain you through the trials and triumphs that lie ahead. Consider the story of Joseph, who found himself isolated in a pit and later in prison, as we read in Genesis chapters 37 and 39. It was in these moments of solitude that Joseph's faith was refined, enabling him to trust God's plan even in the face of adversity. Like Joseph, your season of isolation may be the very place where you encounter God in a life-changing way. Embrace this time as a gift, knowing that God is using it to shape you into the person He has called you to be. As you navigate this lonely season, take comfort in the words of Jesus in John 16, verse 32, where He says, "Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Even in your moments of deepest isolation, you are never truly alone, for your Heavenly Father is always with you, guiding and sustaining you with his love and grace. My friends, let your faith be refined in the furnace of isolation, knowing that God is using this season to prepare you for the extraordinary plans he has for your life. Embrace the solitude as an opportunity to draw closer to him, to hear his voice more clearly, and to emerge from this season with a faith that is stronger, purer, and more resilient than ever before. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, molding you into a vessel of honor, ready to be used for his glory. As James encourages us in his epistle, in chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." During seasons of isolation, allow patience to have its perfect work in your life, knowing that God is using it to refine your faith and make you complete in him. Remember the words of the psalmist in Psalm 66, verses 10 to 12. "For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment." Just as the psalmist experienced the refining fire of trials, you too will emerge from seasons of isolation with a faith that has been purified and strengthened, ready to fulfill the purposes that God has for you. So, my dear friends, embrace the refining process that takes place in the furnace of isolation. Allow God to purge away anything that hinders your spiritual growth, and trust that he is using this time to cultivate a deep, abiding faith within you. Lean into his presence, cling to his promises, and watch as he transforms your loneliness into a powerful testimony of his faithfulness and love. Remember the words of Isaiah 48, verse 10. "Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." Your faith is being refined, not as silver, but as something far more precious in the eyes of God. Trust that he is with you in the furnace, molding you into a vessel of honor, prepared to carry his glory and light to a world in need. Number two, God wants you to learn to depend on him completely. The second reason why God may be isolating you is to teach you complete dependence on him. In a world that often celebrates self-sufficiency and independence, God is calling you to a deeper understanding of what it means to rely on him alone. As the psalmist declares in Psalm 62, verses 5 to 6, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." During this lonely season, God is inviting you to place your trust and expectations fully in him, recognizing that he alone is your source of strength, comfort, and security. It's in the moments of solitude that we often discover the areas of our lives where we have been relying on our own understanding rather than leaning on the wisdom and guidance of our Heavenly Father. As Jeremiah 17, verse 7 tells us, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord." Use this time of isolation to surrender your own plans and desires and to seek God's will for your life with a renewed sense of trust and obedience. Allow him to guide your every step, knowing that his ways are higher than your ways and his thoughts are higher than your thoughts, as we read in Isaiah 55, verse 9. As you learn to depend on God fully, you will discover a sense of peace and contentment that surpasses all understanding. You will find that His grace is sufficient for you, and that His strength is made perfect in your weakness. As Paul affirms in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, in the midst of your loneliness, you will come to know the joy of abiding in Christ, as He promises in John 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. As you learn to abide in Him, you will bear the fruit of the Spirit in your life, even in the most challenging of circumstances. Remember the story of the prophet Elijah, who found himself alone and discouraged in the wilderness, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19. It was in that moment of isolation that God met him, not in the mighty wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in a still, small voice. In the same way, God is using this season of solitude to speak to you in the quiet places of your heart, to whisper His love and encouragement, and to remind you that you are never alone. Embrace the stillness. Listen for His voice, and allow Him to fill you with His peace and presence. My dear friends, as you continue to walk through seasons of isolation, know that God is using it to teach you the beauty and power of complete dependence on Him. He is inviting you to a deeper, more intimate relationship with Him, one that is characterized by trust, obedience, and abiding in His love. As you learn to lean on Him fully, you will discover a strength and resilience that can only come from the One who created you and loves you with an everlasting love. So take heart and remember the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. As you fix your mind on God and trust in Him completely, He will fill you with His perfect peace, even in the midst of your isolation. Trust in His unfailing presence, and know that He is using this season to prepare you for the amazing plans He has in store for your life. And number three, you are being prepared for your God-given purpose. My dear friends, I want to remind you that everything God does in your life is purposeful and filled with His love and wisdom. He is not isolating you to punish you or to make you feel alone, but rather to prepare you for the amazing purpose He has destined for your life. Just as an athlete must train in solitude to prepare for a competition, God is using this season of isolation to equip you, strengthen you, and mold you into the person He has called you to be. In Ephesians 2 verses 10, Paul writes, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." God has created you with a unique purpose, and He is using this time of solitude to shape you and prepare you to fulfill that purpose. During seasons of isolation, God is inviting you to seek His face and to discover the gifts, talents, and passions He has placed within you. As you spend time in His presence, He will begin to reveal to you the specific ways in which He wants to use you to impact the world for His glory. In Psalm 37, verse 4, we are encouraged to delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. As you delight in God during this time of solitude, He will align your desires with His purposes and give you a clear vision for your life. Remember the story of Moses, who spent 40 years in the wilderness before God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. It was during those years of isolation that God prepared Moses for his remarkable purpose. In the same way, God uses seasons of solitude to refine your character, develop your skills, and prepare you for the unique assignment he has for your life. Embrace this time as a gift from God, knowing that he is shaping you into a powerful instrument for his glory. As you navigate this season of isolation, trust that God is working behind the scenes to orchestrate every detail of your life according to his perfect plan. In Romans 8, verse 28, Paul assures us, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Even in the midst of your loneliness and uncertainty, God is weaving together every circumstance, every challenge, and every victory to prepare you for the amazing purpose he has for you. My friends, I want to encourage you today to embrace seasons of isolation as a divine opportunity to discover and pursue your God-given purpose. Don't waste this precious time by simply waiting for it to pass. Instead, use it to seek God's face, to study his word, and to cultivate the gifts and talents he has placed within you. As you do, you will begin to see glimpses of the amazing plans that God has for your life. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God declares, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Even in the midst of your isolation, God is thinking thoughts of peace and hope toward you. He is preparing you for a future filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. Trust in his perfect timing and his unfailing love, knowing that he is working all things together for your good and his glory. Be confident that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is not finished with you yet, my friends. He is using this time of isolation to complete the good work he has begun in you, molding you into the image of Christ and preparing you to fulfill your divine purpose. So, take heart and be encouraged, knowing that your season of isolation is not in vain. God is using it to refine you, to strengthen you, and to prepare you for the divine plans he has for your life. As you trust in him and seek his face, he will guide you every step of the way, leading you into the abundant life he has promised. My friends, as contradictory as it may sound, remember, you are not alone in your season of isolation. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and preparing you for the amazing future he has in store. Lean into his presence, trust in his unfailing love, and watch as he transforms your season of solitude into a powerful testimony of his grace and goodness. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before you with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. Your love knows no bounds, your mercy endures forever, and your grace sustains me through every trial and tribulation. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. I exalt you for your greatness, your power, and your unwavering faithfulness in my life. Lord, I thank you for your constant presence, even in the midst of periods of isolation and loneliness. I am grateful for your guiding hand, your comforting spirit, and your unfailing love that surrounds me in my darkest moments. I thank you for your abundant provisions and blessings in my life. Heavenly Father, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for the times I have doubted your goodness, for the moments I have relied on my own strength instead of trusting in yours. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and help me to walk in your ways. I also forgive those who have hurt me, as you have forgiven me. Father, I pray that seasons of isolation will refine my faith, purify my heart, and draw me closer to you. Help me to trust in you completely, to lean on your understanding, and to seek your will above all else. Give me the strength to endure the trials of life, the wisdom to learn from them, and the faith to believe that you are working all things together for my good and your glory. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of fear, anxiety, and despair that seeks to overwhelm me in seasons of solitude. I rebuke every lie of the enemy that whispers doubt and discouragement into my heart. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ, who loves me. And I am grateful that nothing can separate me from your love. Lord, as I seek to depend completely on you, help me to find my strength, my joy, and my peace solely in your presence. Teach me to abide in you, to rest in your love, and to trust in your perfect plan for my life. I declare that I will not lean on my own understanding, but I will acknowledge you in all my ways, trusting that you will direct my paths. Father, as you prepare me for the divine purpose you have destined for my life, reveal to me the gifts and talents you have placed within me, and show me how to use them for your glory. I am grateful that I am your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which you have prepared for me to walk in. Lord, I pray for your healing touch upon my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Grant me the strength and courage to overcome all challenges and to walk in your divine health and peace. I ask for your protection against every attack of the enemy, whether it be through sickness, financial hardship, or relationship struggles. Lord, surround me with your favor, as with a shield, and that no evil shall befall me, and no plague come near my dwelling. I also lift up my loved ones to you, asking that you would extend the same blessings, protection, and healing upon their lives. As I say this prayer, together, with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, united in faith, believing that you hear our prayers and are working mightily in our lives. Mighty God, we declare victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you have already overcome the world. We claim your healing, your provision, and your peace that surpasses all understanding. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and empower us to live out the purposes you have called us to. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, and your unfailing love that sustains us through every season of life. We trust in your perfect plan and surrender our lives to you, knowing that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.